Perhaps the story is this. In the late 1970s, Jim, traumatized from Vietnam, sought solace in the emerging human potential movement of California. He took his ideas back into the Army, and they struck a chord with the top brass, who had never before seen themselves as New Age, but in their post-Vietnam funk, it all made sense to them. But then, over the decades that followed, the Army, being what it is, recovered its strength, and saw that some of the ideas contained within Jim's manual could be used to shatter people rather than heal them. Those are the ideas that live on in the War on Terror. The bureaucrat referred to in the Guardian article, Paul Bremer, may have left the country today, but he has left behind him in Iraq 160,000 troops, the vast majority of them American. According to the Institute for Policy Studies and Foreign Policy in Focus, 52% of those American soldiers are experiencing low morale. 15% have screened positive for traumatic stress, 7.3% for anxiety, and 6.9% for depression. The suicide rate among American soldiers has increased from an 8-year average of 11.9 per 100,000 to 15.6 per 100,000. A total of 952 coalition soldiers have been killed since the war began, including 836 Americans. Some 5,134 more have been wounded. Military hospitals have reported a sharp increase in the number of amputations, the result of an improved design of body armor that protects vital organs but not limbs. Between 9,436 and 11,317 Iraqi civilians are now dead as a result of the U.S. invasion and the ensuing occupation, with 40,000 more injured. These figures are less exact, because nobody has really been keeping count. 80% of Iraqis say they have no confidence in either the U.S. civilian authorities or in the coalition troops. In part, I've no doubt, because of the photographs that detailed the methods of interrogation employed by military intelligence at Abu Ghraib. I have had the strangest telephone call. It was from somebody I've written about in this book, a man who continues to work within the U.S. military. I almost didn't include what he told me because it is utterly outlandish and impossible to substantiate, but it also rings true. He said he'd tell me the secret on the condition that I didn't reveal his name. Before I repeat what he said, I should explain why I believe it rings true. First, outlandish hasn't stopped them before. I once asked Colonel Alexander if there had been some sort of post-9/11 renaissance of MK-Ultra. Not necessarily LSD, I added, but a non-lethal weapon type of MK-Ultra. Take the Guantanamo Bay ghetto blaster story. Surely the most likely explanation is that they were playing him some kind of mind-altering noise buried somewhere below Fleetwood Mac. "You're sounding ridiculous," he replied.